Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up in the next hour, William Beam of Alipac joins us to break down the latest developments in Mexico and the United States. Mexican pirates attack American fishermen. There have also been a massive increase every day. I Google the term machete in machete attacks in New Jersey, Texas, California. And in two cases, it's tied to MS-13 Mexican gangs. Suddenly, the machete is really sexy to hack people up with and to rob stores with and to kill kids with. Pirates on the waves of Falcon Lake in Texas attacking and hitting hard. San Antonio Express News. Mexican president rebukes U.S. law at White House. Arizona immigration law is focusing our people to face discrimination. You got to love a foreign leader here talking about his people. Well, that's what this is. The globalists are breaking up our country. We need to reach out to Hispanics, Hispanic Americans who love America, but the illegals that fly Mexican flags and want to be in Mexico. Well, if Mexico's so great, why would you want to turn this into Mexico? We've got to reach out to these people. But if they won't listen and want to violate the law, we got to ship them out of here. I'd much rather them, you know, saddle up and become patriots. But the problem is the big money, the big globalists own the Spanish radio and TV. It's all banker financed. I've looked at a bunch of the Spanish stations in Texas. Goldman Sachs is involved in every stinking one of them. And they're there to use these people as a political weapon. And I'm sorry, the Republic comes first. So the American people aren't intimidated anymore into coming out and telling the truth. We don't care what names we get called anymore. It's over. You figured that out yet? The Greeks don't care. The Icelanders don't care. The Germans don't care. The Japanese are getting angry. The number two man in their government's been on this radio show and talked about 9/11 being an inside job. He's the deputy to the president. He's the number one guy in their diet. Number two in Japan on this show. Andres von Bülow, former German defense minister, on this show saying 9/11's an inside job. Writing a best-selling book in Germany. It's over, okay? The enemy is sunk, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try to bring us down with them. And it's that understanding that we can beat these people if we get the spirit of liberty going that can stop them. Now, I want to open the phones up on Rand Paul's incredible victory, a slime ball specter going down, what this signals, a serious revolt against incumbents and globalist and New World Order trash. I want to get your take on all the world government announcements. Zbigniew Brzezinski coming out. If you just tuned in, we played the video, the audio last hour of him saying, yeah, the world government's in trouble. For the first time, the world is now awake to us. And so now they're just having open discussions about it. See, now they don't deny they want to secretly arrest you now. They don't deny they want to get rid of the borders now. They don't deny they want to get rid of the internet and freedom now. They're right out in the open because they know you see them. And I'm looking at their body language at the CFR. They look scared while Brzezinski's talking. Because they're a bunch of elitist crooks who get in this good old boys club and all join together to rob the public. And they realize that they're going to be brought to justice. That when we take this country back, they're going to be investigated, every one of them. They're going to get full jury trials. They're going to get to have their witnesses, and we're going to have ours, and a bunch of you people are going to go to prison. I'm going to see to it. You understand that? For your treason and your criminal activity, I'm going to make sure your butts get locked up in prison. Now, the jury finds you not guilty, good. Good. But when those juries find you guilty, pal, you want to arrest us secretly and let us disappear into a black hole dungeon of torture? You've got all the legislation in Congress to do it. You got your people all over TV trying to scare the public and push it ahead of your next terror attack? Well, listen here, pal. I want you to have a jury trial because I want all your crimes to come out. And we're going to televise all of it. I'd say of the 4,000 CFR members, more than half of them are consciously aware of what they're doing. And you're going to be going to prison. You understand that? I may not live to see it, but you're going to prison. You understand that?
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
1, open the phones up about the fact that world government's now out in the open. Brzezinski, top global planner. He's probably the number one top planner who's currently in government with Obama. He's been in every administration, openly calls for world government, brags about how he helped fund Pol Pot to kill 30% of their population. I mean, just a truly evil person. CFR meetings, Zbigniew Brzezinski fears the global awakening. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the last 2.5 hours of the show, so coming up in about 20 minutes. When we go live, I'll play that video for people that are watching and the audio again of him calling for world government. And saying, unfortunately, the planet's woken up to them. And here's AP today. It's also an AFP. Canada campaigns against global bank tax. See, the world government's now out in the open. Here's another one out of Bloomberg. Volcker says time is running out for U.S. to tackle fiscal woes. What does he want? Carbon tax, financial VAT tax, and national VAT tax on top of the income tax and the new stealth FEMA national property tax that 40-plus percent of the country is now under with the floodplain insurance you've got to buy from them. We've had insiders on in the FEMA meetings where they talk about this being a national property tax. Also, naked scanners may increase cancer risk. We already knew that, but now it's in mainstream news. It just continues. TSA agent accused of stealing cash from wheelchair-bound woman. He's been arrested. I mean, they just hire thugs. Not all of them, but I mean, a lot of them. I mean, just look at the craziness. Every control freak you can imagine, who can't even get a job as a toilet attendant, now has all this power to squeeze your wife's goods. So that's all coming up. Also, KTVU television, UC Berkeley asking incoming students for DNA. And they're trying to pass that law in the House right now when they arrest you for any reason to take your blood. Well, why not? They're just getting you ready for global DNA databases that they already set up. Been covering this for 14 years, but finally, 6 years ago in Australia, it's a global program under the UN. The Pentagon holds the samples here in the U.S., one of the major universities. They've had murder cases where they go, don't worry, we already have his blood. We already have it. You know, he's 30 years old. We got this 30 years ago when he was born. They take your blood at birth for 38 years globally. We've been in a global government for 38 years. Everything started 38 years ago, 37 years ago. They started the global echelon system then, spying on everyone. We're already under a world government that dominates Europe, the Mediterranean, North America, much of Asia, and, of course, Australia and New Zealand. It's already here. And they've sold derivatives to all these other governments to bankrupt them so the financial system can come in and take them over through economic domination, economic conquest. This is an economic infusora, an invasion. And we must come together. That's why Hollywood's throwing out all the stops with racial division, all these movies coming out of your pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, you're a racist that wants to kill people. They are just trying to divide us, but it isn't going to work. Their only hope is staging wars, terror attacks, and divide and conquer, balkanization, division. So I want to open the phones up on that subject. And again, just such incredible news. Rand Paul savages Obama as catastrophic green economy, global government. 30+ percentage points. 30+ percentage point mega win. 30+ points on top of the establishment candidate who had all the banker money. AIG, Goldman Sachs just flooding him. All the big neocon publications attacking Rand Paul, trying to drag me into it because he comes on the show. Didn't work. Isn't gonna work. Go ahead, attack him. Say he's a radical. Say he's bad. Lie about him. People know you're such discredited frauds that when you attack him, that's the seal of bona fide. Meanwhile, Mexican pirates attacking fishermen in the Gulf of Mexico and in Texas lakes. It's getting serious. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Kansas. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to talk about that Mexican communist Ron Gochez. I want to bring to your attention that in that video where he calls for a revolution or whatever, he attacks white people for being racist, but did you notice that he labeled all Latin people as being one people without their own cultures or anything? Don't you think that's hypocritical?
No, he's telling you, you're under me, you're not with the Raza if you're not a communist. It's just a political weapon, and that's what the Ford Foundation, with $40-plus billion on record, they fund that in the universities with grants. They don't want the Latin people to say, I want private property. I'm hardworking and smart. I want to have guns to protect myself. I don't want I don't know what the word means, but Tony Montana says it, a Chavano on every corner, you know, telling you what to do, what to eat, what to wear, when to sleep. You a sheep? I mean, basically, they want to be able to tell anybody south of the border or in the United States that they, look, Hispanic students couldn't wear American flags. That's how brainwashed these other students were, that was a threat. I mean, and that's what the government's funding. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, I also want to say two other things real quickly. One, are you aware that the 2008 election was the first time two candidates were born outside of America? John McCain was born in Panama.
Yes, I was aware of that. John McCain lied. And again, this is all about setting precedents. He lied and said he was born at a base, so it would have been legal. The base didn't exist until 20-plus years after he was born. He was born on a naval ship in the Panama Canal. And at that time, they've now since changed the rules for military overseas, which I think is fine, to where he wasn't eligible. With Bush, both Bush and Cheney were from Texas on their tax returns. That's illegal to have the president and vice presidential nominees from the same state. They did that. Again, they desecrate our laws. Obama violated Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution to become the first U.S. sitting president to be the head of the U.N. Security Council and swear an oath to him. That's totally illegal. Again, that's why they had Kissinger and Brzezinski in the audience, and they were all gasping and smiling like they had just passed some magic threshold, because they're there desecrating our laws, setting legal precedent. And so, yes, sir, and there's no doubt McCain was not born in the U.S. and was ineligible. And there's no doubt Obama gave up his citizenship in Indonesia, and all the evidence shows he was born in Kenya.
Okay. Okay. One more thing. This is about DARPA. Are you aware of Project Aspen Movie Map?
Say that again.
Project Aspen, as in Aspen, Colorado, Aspen Movie Map. Well, that's basically, in my opinion, it looks like the precursor to Google Street View. We know that CIA and NSA founded Google. So if you look that up on YouTube, they have clips of Aspen Movie Map. That was created with the help of MIT, and MIT helped create the Internet.
Well, they also created the code for Google. I appreciate your call. Now, we first broke here 5 years ago with a CIA officer, Mr. Steele, that Google was a CIA front. Now it's completely admitted. NQTEL, of course, gave him a lot of the funding as well, a admitted CIA funding consortium through DARPA. Let's talk to Fred in Oklahoma. Fred, you're on the air.
Alex, good to talk to you, sir.
Welcome.
One of the main little items that says that we are waking up everybody was Miss Oklahoma spouting the two most magical words ever, which was states' rights, in the beauty contest last week.
Well, you know, we covered this on Monday. The LaRie Conquista judge asked her if she was against the Arizona law, and then a few people booed, and he said, don't boo yet. And then she said, well, I support states' rights. And it was 10-1 cheers. You could barely hear the boos. And then she... And again, I never watched beauty pageants, but Sunday night when it was live, I ended my Sunday show at 6. I went in. I was going to stay late and do some other work. I'd ordered a pizza for the crew. The pizza had just gotten here. I turned on the television set, and the first channel was the channel that had it on. So I watched about 5 minutes. One of the IT guys was back there with me. And it showed them all trot out, all the contestants. And I thought that, me personally, she had the best poise, had the most intelligence in her eyes. That's what I'm looking for, Miss Oklahoma. And I remember being, you know, drawn to her out of all the other women. And then I wasn't even aware on Monday when we played her clip that she'd been the runner-up and had lost to the other lady. And I think the Lebanese woman was beautiful. But, I mean, I'm telling you, nothing compared to the other one. And later the judge admitted he voted against her because of that. So she would have won if she would have betrayed America and betrayed the states' rights. And so that's the message. That's why those beauty queens always have to get up and say, I love the UN. I love world government. Oh, I want to. I'm against the Second Amendment. And boom, they win. I mean, they could run Elena Kagan up against those other beauty queen people. She looks like a toad. And if, you know, if she went out there and spoke for open borders, she'd be the beauty queen. Now, the other woman's better looking than Elena Kagan, but, you know, I think that I think Miss Oklahoma should have won, and it's disgusting. Any other comments?
I just think that she did win by being standing up for the Constitution, because that's the number one thing that she could have done.
Well, we want to get her on the show. We want to get her on the show.
We haven't heard anything from her or about her in Oklahoma. Of course, we're a little proud of her. But it's like they had put her in a box and kept her locked away. I think that she really stepped on some toes on that one.
Well, it's like the other woman that lost the contest, and they admitted it because she said she was against, you know, gay marriage. And that's her opinion. That's her right. And by the way, in America, over 70% of Americans in polls agree with that. Whether you agree with it or not, the issue is she should be able to have her view. Why is this political? That's what all – and the message is – you don't get to make the millions of dollars as Miss USA or Miss America unless you're anti-America. I appreciate your call. But, yeah, it's brainwashing. It's peer pressure. It's manipulation. Johnny, Eric, James, and others. I hope somebody wants to talk about this global government. situation and what happened with Rand Paul as well.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We're here live, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated global transmission. Continuing with your phone calls, William Geem of Alipac joins us to break down what's happening on the border, what's going on with Arizona in the next hour. We'll have open phones then as well. And we're going to continue with a whole bunch of other important news. But if you just tuned in, the establishment is in panic. Every incumbent Republican and Democrat out there and every candidate seen as establishment, whether it's Arlen Specter or Trey Grayson in Kentucky, is losing in the primaries. Same thing happened 2 weeks ago in Utah with the Republican establishment candidate losing the primary to a Tea Partier, a real Tea Partier. See, the Republican Party said we've got to take over the Tea Party, and they've been unsuccessful. They've had their own Tea Party events, and the controlled left media played along with it, saying it was all run by Sarah Palin and John McCain, but that's all backfiring right now. That is all backfiring. And so this, again, is very, very exciting. Let's go to Johnny in Wyoming. Johnny, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me? Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm half Thai, and I grew up in California, and I've been living in Thailand for the last 6 years. And I saw the article, Thailand's Thaksin Shinawatra, Marxist, and the NWO on Infowars.com. And I have a little special insight about what's going on in Thailand. And
all right, well, let me say this. We've published articles on both sides, and the phones are open. And we don't know exactly what's going on. One of our geopolitical experts says that it's murky and that both sides have issues and that the Thais themselves are angry. But now give us your perspective.
In Thailand, there's a red-yellow paradigm, just like the left, the left-right paradigm here in the West. And pretty much the red shirts, therefore, the poor farmers, and, you know, they have little education, and they are paid by the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra 1,000 baht per day to demonstrate on the front lines. And the government right now, it's the yellow government, and they represent pretty much like the middle class and the Bangkok elite that support the king and the royal family. And like in Thailand, the king has like a godlike status. Some Thais literally like worship him. It's ridiculous. Like at Thai schools, at an early age, kids go to school and they're taught to love the king. And you know,
no, I understand. I've met Thai folks here in town and been to their houses, and they've got photographs of the king up there, and they literally just a revering. But expanding on that in the limited time we have here, because this isn't really on subject, specifically, give us your bottom line on what's really happening in Thailand.
Well, the yellow government, they pretty much own the Thai mainstream media, and the yellows control all the universities. And pretty much if you speak out against the king or the yellows and or the royal family, you know, you're labeled as like not real Thai. You're labeled as a traitor to the Thai race, pretty much labeled as scum. And if somebody hears you, they can call the police and you can be hauled off to jail for expressing these views.
Yeah, like I've read that, and I think that's wrong. And but at a geopolitical level, the globalists are trying to throw out the monarchy to bring in their banker monarchy. So I think Thais have to ask themselves which form of tyranny they want, whether they want to work in the system to reform it or become vassals to outside powers that I assure you will rape you seven ways to Sunday. But look, I've said I'm sympathetic to anybody with slingshots fighting troops, so we've tried to cover both sides here.
Alex, you know the king has ties to the Rockefellers, the World Bank, the IMF.
The globalists are going to work with whoever's in power. I've tried to study Thailand and what's happening in Bangkok, and I'll just be honest with you. That's why I've deferred on this, because you know, history and societies and cultures aren't just something you can claim you're an expert on. I mean, I know more than probably 95% of people about Thailand. I've done some research. We've had guests on about it. I've said that there's a lot of corruption on the yellow side, but it looks pretty corrupt what the red side's doing. And see, that's the issue. People have this mindset that it's either one side's good or the other side's bad. No, Iran is run by pretty oppressive, corrupt people. But our government is run by even more evil people, and it's wrong to want to attack Iran. It's like, I don't like Hugo Chavez, but I don't like our government trying to overthrow them. So it's evil in high places is the problem. But I appreciate your call, sir. More calls straight ahead. Eric, James, Ronnie, Chris, and others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we're back live, my friends. William Geen joining us in the next hour. I want to go back to your phone calls. But I wanted to play a clip one more time of Zbigniew Brzezinski making quite an admission. And I'm seeing similar admissions from the RAND Corporation, the UN, the Club of Rome, the State Department, and others, that they tried to lie to the public and deny they were forming a global corporate government for the administrative convenience of central bankers, which they believe is much better than the former auto-determination of nation states. That's basically a quote from David Rockefeller. I'm paraphrasing there almost word for word. In fact, just pull me up the David Rockefeller quote so I'm exact. David Rockefeller world government quote. There's a bunch of them, but it's the one about a world government for the administrative convenience of world bankers. Private central bankers. There's many variants of that. The point is that they would deny all this was going on forever, and now they're not denying it. So I want to get back into that, take your phone calls, and talk about what's happening to incumbents, both Republican and Democrat, in primaries from Utah to Pennsylvania to Kentucky, you name it. This is a big deal. But before I go any further, here today, I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this radio broadcast possible. One of them is Pure Water Freedom, purewaterfreedom.com, one word. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. It's not enough to just filter your water because you breathe it and it goes through your skin in the bath or the shower. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banner on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. And continuing along the lines of being self-sufficient and you know, beginning that long journey towards being off the grid, which is so important for everybody to attempt to do, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. If you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on, if so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity right now. Here's why. Plug-and-play generators from our great sponsor, Solutions from Science, are just wonderful systems, no installation needed, and supply household current whenever and wherever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. Great for your house, great for your work shed or camping. Check them out at mysolarbackup.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so take action today, 877-327-0365. You can get a bunch of these units and run your whole house, but it's good to just get started. Okay. I cannot describe to you how big of a deal it is to have Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, Herman Van Rompuy, unelected head of the EU, former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, Al Gore, all these world leaders coming out and saying, we're setting up a world government based on global carbon taxes, a global constitution of the G20 controlling the planet's currencies, national currencies that are under the auspices and are pegged to the SDRs. Now, why have they done that? This was a big thing for them in the last 2 years to shift from denying they were setting up a world government for the last 50 as they were setting it up. Thousands of their internal documents fell into our hands. They published many of them in scholarly reports knowing you wouldn't be reading them. That's how arrogant they are, thinking all you care about is, you know, baseball and football and partying. Well, Brzezinski explains why, and I'm seeing this in more and more reports, why they've now, and of course I said this years ago, in the last 2 years they've shifted from denying all of this to admitting that it's real because they've passed that cost-benefit point where if we lie about world government, that'll discredit us with people that find out we are setting it up, but they're such a small minority, we want to sneak up on the world population with this global corporate takeover, so we're going to go ahead and lie. But in the last 2 years, and I think a few years late, they should have done this a decade ago, they were smart, they went from denying it to admitting it and even admitting that it's authoritarian. Remember 2 years ago, or about a year and a half ago, it's in the Obama deception, scores of articles, Time Magazine, Newsweek, but especially the Financial Times of London said, and now for world government. That was the headline, and now for world government. And why did they say, and now for world government? Well, he goes on to say, we built it quietly, we built it in stealth, yes, it's authoritarian, you don't know what's good for you, this is to save the earth. And yes, the Bilderberg Group's real. Okay? So, not only do they admit it's a world government, but that it's unelected and unaccountable to you because they know better. And then, of course, in every case, they rob you with this system they've built. And torture and secret arrest and DNA databases is what these people put in to place in every country they control. They are tyrants. They don't want free speech. They don't want private property for the general public, only for themselves. It's all selectively enforced. It's a super elite destroying anybody who has 2 cents to rub together. Now, you have all that going on. And you have Zbigniew Brzezinski at a televised CFR meeting admitting there's been a global awakening to the New World Order. The G20 is our best shot at world government, but it's infighting. And we already played that part of the clip. It's a long clip last hour. The full unedited clip is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But then the first question he gets is, you know, don't we need to use the UN as a world government? And he goes on to explain that it's basically impotent, that yes, they want a world government, but there's no single power big enough to enforce the world government. So he also admits the U.S. is the main bulldog and the main engine of the world government, destroying our sovereignty while we're used to destroy other people's sovereignty, with economic warfare, with invasions, selling rebels weapons, selling neighboring countries' weapons. State Department Memorandum 200, where Kissinger talks about selling weapons to a neighboring country to attack the next country to create population reduction. I mean, this is ruthless. And this is the great game where they play nations and groups and people off against each other. That's what racist films like Machete are about, getting us all fighting with each other. Because if the globalists can't make us infight, they're going to lose. But his big admission is the people are now awake. As I said 2 years ago, they made a decision that wasn't announced, but you could see the decision. Suddenly hundreds of articles a week admitting it's authoritarian world government, but that it's for your own good. Remember that. For the world government and telling you it's good. And yes, they've been trying to set it up. And poor them, they're having trouble because people are awake. Clearly, they passed that point where lying about it was only discrediting them. So now they shifted into telling you, okay, world government is a good thing, but they still think cops are dumber than the general public because they still teach police in all their training manuals that it doesn't exist and that if you talk about it, the person talking about world government wants to kill cops. It's just very elementary brainwashing. Hey, if you hear somebody saying there's a banking takeover, a world government, be careful, they want to kill you. That's in all the different ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, MIAC, Homeland Security reports that we received from law enforcement a year and a half ago. Now, that's all public. See? But they've almost completely converted over from saying it doesn't exist to admitting it exists because for the first time in history, and I agree with him, the Renaissance was only localized via the printing press. Again, information. That's what the Gutenberg press generated that in the last 400 years. But now this is worldwide. The populations are looking past the globalist puppets over their nations to the actual string pullers. So let's go ahead and go to this video clip. Here it is.
The other major change in international affairs is that for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality. Total new reality. It has not been so for most of human history until the last 100 years. And in the course of the last 100 years, the whole world has become politically awakened. And no matter where you go, politics is a matter of social engagement. And most people know what is generally going on in the world, and are consciously aware of global iniquities, inequalities, lack of respect, exploitation. Mankind is now politically awakened and stirring. The combination of the two, a diversified global leadership, politically awakened masses, makes a much more difficult context for any major power, including, currently, the leading world power, the United States.
I really enjoyed your presentation, but I'm wondering, how would you rate the United Nations and it's helping solve some of the geopolitical problems we've had? Some people say they're not adding a lot of solutions, and some people even suggest we should have another organization internationally that can do the job that the United Nations should be doing. And even people are talking about one world governments. I mean, how do you view the UN right now?
Well, you know, there should be such an organization. The word should implies that there is a kind of moral imperative or need for it. But it doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? Because we don't have a situation in which there is a concentrated source of power that has universal reach. Not even America has that. So the United Nations functions well in areas in which it is possible to generate consensus. And that deals usually with elements pertaining to human suffering or to well-being, or to health, for example, the Food Organization, the Health Organization, the relief agencies, or arbitration of conflicts.
And basically earlier he talked about the G20 is the best mode they've got for the world government. And imagine how outrageous this is. Private central banks that have engineered the financial collapse on record, that's now public knowledge, are saying we're going to form a world government that issues a magic digital currency that you've got to buy from us with interest backed up by real assets. I mean, why not just go pick some wino off the street corner and make them God? And, you know, put their face on some money, and then we have to pay them interest to have it. Think about that. And that's why if we point out that they're illegitimate, autocratic, authoritarian, and that it's immoral what they're doing, then there's no way they can put this into place. And that's why they're so scared. And that's why they're going, okay, there is a world government. You know, we're trying to set it up for your own good. It's God's work. It's a moral imperative. A moral imperative. This is a guy who brags about how he funded in the later administration of Jimmy Carter the operations with Pol Pot that killed 30% of the population conservatively. These guys are into what they do. These are eugenicists at every level who want you dead. They don't just want your property. They want you and your kids off of it, skulls out there on the back 40. And that's the next level of awakening. The public is now awoken to the fact there is a world government run by banks. The public had better wake up fast to the fact that this world government is murderous and that they compete with each other in the power structure, in the pyramidal system, for who is the most cunning, the most ruthless. They believe in social Darwinism, survival of the fittest. They believe whatever they do to murder and kill and steal and poison is a moral reflection of their sickening humanism, their form of humanism. Now, here's a David Rockefeller quote. The supranational sovereignty of intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practice in past centuries. Here's another one from his book, Memoirs, published 5 years ago. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal, well, we know you are, working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalist and conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty and proud of it. So that's what's going on here. And we actually own that book. It's here in the office. I want to go back to your calls here, but I want to go back to what's happening nationwide. The media is really starting to flounder and panic, and they're saying, oh my gosh, the fact that all these anti-incumbent, anti-establishment candidates are winning, whether they're Democrats or Republicans in both Republican and Democratic primaries, whoever is an incumbent or seen as an establishment candidate is losing. Senator Robert F. Bennett a few weeks ago in Utah, way more money and media time, and the media got behind him. He still lost to an anti-globalist, a Tea Partier. Same thing, 33 points above Grayson in Kentucky. Rand Paul. The poll showed he was going to win between 22 points and 15 points. The average was about 18. Well, you see, it was even bigger than that. Okay, and the polls now show he is going to murder politically, the Democrat. And so if he doesn't win, we know it's rigged in Kentucky. Arlen Specter, gone in the Democratic primary. And I would imagine the Democrat will be seen associated with Obama in Pennsylvania and will probably lose against the Republican. Same thing happening in all the other races. In every race, these people are in trouble. And what did Rand Paul get up and say in his victory speech for the primary? And that was the big hurdle. He said, this is a message for Washington. We're taking our government back, and we're not going to have your carbon taxes for your world government over in Copenhagen. Those videos are up on Infowars.com right now. So this is so important that everyone get this information out to everyone they know. Rand Paul, again, has really thrown down the gauntlet, And the more hardcore our rhetoric is, the more truthful it is, the more we just throw the gauntlet down and tell it like it is, the faster we're going to defeat these people. They are not invincible. They are scared. They have miscalculated. They are illegitimate, and they will be defeated. In fact, Paul Watson has now just posted an article dealing with this key C-SPAN Zbigniew Brzezinski clip. It's Brzezinski decries global political awakening during CFR speech. It is a very important article that Paul Joseph Watson has written at PrisonPlanet.com. So I want to ask everyone to go and get this article, Brzezinski decries global political awakening during CFR speech. I mean, this is an enemy communique. Because even though they know we're awake, and now they're just trying to go public with it, the arrogance comes out. They still don't understand how we're going to use this clip and the clip of Cheney at the CFR on C-SPAN saying, you know, I used to head up the Council on Foreign Relations, but I covered that up when I was back home in Wyoming. Everybody laughed. Oh, it's so like when Bill Gates laughs about, we got to vaccinate everybody to cut population by half, and the whole audience of sickos clap and giggle on their little demonic murdering power trip. Those monkeys don't know we're watching them. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Okay, let's go back to your phone calls in this segment, the next, and William Dean is joining us. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Kansas. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you are Paul Revere redo, and it's not every day that you get to talk to an American hero, so I really appreciate the time. I know you don't like people kissing up to you, so I'll get right into it. I want everybody out there to rejoice and be merry for a moment. Slap backs and congratulate each other but it's right back to work, okay?
Well, yeah, that's what dogs do. When they catch a rabbit, they'll all spin around and celebrate, but then go after more rabbits. We need to beat the drums, and you know, we've had a victory bigger than Trenton, and just, ah, the incumbents are falling. Just, all right, let's take some more ships down. You know, we're out there engaging the enemy, and they're getting scared. And let them set a nuke off and blow a city up. I wish they wouldn't, but they're going to probably try something like that or start a big war to try to pose as our saviors. It isn't going to work because we now are being listened to by the military in every base. Go ahead.
Well, they were practicing for it already, but that's an unrelated thing. Google terror drills, nuclear drill practice in Los Angeles and Indiana just the last few days. So they're gearing up, but we will win, Alex. And I'm so passionate. I'm 31 years old. I'm working on my second and third degree in college, and I do not, my voice is quivering right now because I do not want to lose America by the time I'm ready to just jump in it with both feet. And for those of you out there who thought the future looked grim, Rand Paul's battle was one that we won. And this war that we have against good Americans on truth and sovereignty, this is going to continue against us. And everybody out there should be just raging. The blood needs to rage turbulently through your American veins, pounding within your muscles and flesh.
All right? I agree, Eric, and people need to realize we're not going to win overnight. We're not going to win in a year. We're not going to win in 5 years. It is that total commitment, realizing we're not going to stop. But it's not just the Rand Paul victory in this key primary. It's in every primary. Whoever the incumbent is losing every time. And J.D. Hayworth is going to – he's not perfect, but he's an angel – compared to John McCain, and he's gone from 20 points behind to being even with him 2 weeks ago to now in almost every poll being 4 points ahead of him. And by the time they have, what's the date, August 24th, by that Republican primary date, I predict, unless there's a major election fraud, and Arizona's bad about it, that John Stinkin' McCain is going down just like Specter. Ooh-rah! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, baby! Yeah, taking scalps! All right, I appreciate your call. Hey, back this up. I want to play a clip of Ben-Hur. They found it. This is us, ladies and gentlemen. Attack speed. Ramming speed. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, look, let's go. Let's go. Crank it up. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.